Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India slams Pakistan at UN Security Council for bombing its own people and conducting systematic genocide. India bats for secure, peaceful and stable Afghanistan during Moscow format meeting. Participating countries oppose deployment of foreign military infrastructure in Afghanistan. US-based scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret and John Martinez bagged 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics for work in quantum mechanics. And Linthoi Chanambam wins India's first ever medal, a bronze at Junior Judo World Championships in Peru. In a strong retort against Pakistan in the United Nations Security Council, India said that its neighbor as a country bombs its own people and conducts systematic genocide. During his remarks in the UN Security Council open debate on women, peace and security, India's permanent representative to the UN ambassador, Parvathaneni Harish, said Pakistan conducted Operation Searchlight in 1971. He said Pakistan sanctioned a systematic campaign of genocidal mass rape of 4 lakh women citizens by its own army.
A country that bombs its own people, conducts systematic genocide, can only attempt to distract the world with misdirection and hyperbole. This is a country that conducted Operation Searchlight in 1971 and sanctioned a systematic campaign of genocidal mass rape of 400,000 women citizens by its own army. The world sees through Pakistan's propaganda.
3 civilians, including a woman, have forcibly disappeared in Zahiri and Khuzdar district of Balochistan amid reports of severe human rights violations. The Baloch Women Forum condemned the illegal detention, describing it as a violation of local traditions and Islamic principles. The town remains cut off from the outside world, suffering from bombardment, property damage and restricted movement. The situation highlights the growing crisis faced by civilians in the region as Pakistani military policies continue to impact their lives drastically. Several people were injured in a blast occurred on a railway track in Pakistan's southwestern Sindh province today. The blast derailed 5 bogies of a train. The injured passengers of the Peshawar-bound Zafar Express were immediately rushed to a nearby hospital. The explosions occurred near Somarwa, close to the Sultan Court in Shikarpur district of Sindh. India has reiterated that a secure, peaceful and stable Afghanistan is vital for its people, regional resilience and global security. The statement came during the 7th Moscow format consultations on Afghanistan, held in Moscow with participation from India, Russia, China, Iran and Central Asian countries. India was represented by Ambassador Vinay Kumar, who said India supports Afghan independence, peace and socio-economic growth. The Afghan delegation, led by Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mottaki, attended as a full member for the first time. Participants expressed opposition to deployment of foreign military infrastructure in Afghanistan. They also stressed regional cooperation, economic integration and strong counter-terrorism efforts to ensure Afghanistan does not pose threats to its neighbors or global peace. Indian mission in Kyiv is ascertaining the veracity of the reports of an Indian national being captured by Ukrainian forces. Sources said that no formal communication has been received from the Ukrainian side in this regard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin and greeted him on his 73rd birthday. The two leaders reviewed bilateral progress and reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen India-Russia's special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also conveyed that he is looking forward to host Mr. Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Keir Starmer will be on a 2-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be Prime Minister Starmer's first official visit to India. On Thursday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with his UK counterpart, will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership and diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 in Mumbai. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Three U.S.-based scientists, John Clark, Michel Devoret, and John Martinis, have been awarded the 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics for groundbreaking experiments involving a chip that demonstrated quantum mechanical effects on a macroscopic or human-scale level. We have a report.
The work of scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret, and John Martinis has paved the way for advancements in next generation of quantum technologies, including quantum computers, quantum sensors, and quantum cryptography. The Nobel winners carried out experiments in the mid-1980s with an electronic circuit built of superconductors and demonstrated that quantum mechanical properties could be made concrete on a much larger macroscopic scale. Quantum mechanics describes how matter behaves differently on incredibly small scales. Their experiments demonstrated quantum mechanical tunneling and energy quantization in an electrical circuit large enough to be held by hand. The trio are affiliated with the University of California and Yale University. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences awarded the trio a prize of 11 million Swedish krona. Experts hailed the achievement as a major step in the ongoing development of quantum technologies that could transform digital communications and computing worldwide. This continues the long tradition of physics breakthroughs shaping modern technology and deepening scientific understanding. Abhineet Shukla from Newsdesk World News.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said the security forces stopped a false flag plot to bomb the United States Embassy in Caracas, aiming to spark conflict with Washington. Security was reinforced at the embassy, which remains closed since 2019. Maduro claimed the goal was to blame his government and ignite an escalation. This comes as U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly halted diplomatic efforts with Venezuela. In Sudan, at least 13 civilians, including children and a pregnant woman, were killed and 19 others injured when the Rapid Support Forces launched artillery strikes on residential areas in El Fasher, capital of North Darfur, last evening. The Sudan Doctors Network condemned the attack as a war crime and reported more casualties trapped under rubble. Madagascar's President Andre Rajoelina has named Army General Rufin Fortunat Zafisambo as the new prime minister in an effort to quell growing youth-led protest. However, the move follows fears of a coup and signals rising military influence in government. Protesters under the General Z. Mada movement rejected the appointment and demanded Rajoelina resign within 48 hours. Demonstrations began in September over water and power cuts and have escalated due to corruption and unemployment. The UN reports at least 22 deaths during the protests. More than 1 lakh deaths during the 2023 heat waves were linked to human-induced climate change, according to a new global study led by Australia. Researchers analyzed data from over 2,000 locations in 67 countries, showing 54% of over 1,70,000 heat wave deaths were due to climate change. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast to 6.5% for financial year 2026 from its earlier projection of 6.3% in June, citing resilient domestic demand, strong rural recovery, and the positive impact of goods and services tax, GST reforms. In its latest South Asian Development Update, the World Bank said that India is expected to remain the world's fastest growing major economy, underpinned by strong consumption growth. Judo player Linthoi Chanambam created history by winning India's first ever medal at the Junior World Championships in Lima, Peru today. 19-year-old Chanambam clinched the bronze medal in the women's 63-kilogram category. In women's ODI World Cup cricket, England beat Bangladesh by 4 wickets at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati tonight. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India slams Pakistan at UN Security Council for bombing its own people and conducting systematic genocide. India bats for secure, peaceful and stable Afghanistan during Moscow format meeting. Participating countries oppose deployment of foreign military infrastructure in Afghanistan. US-based scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret and John Martinis bag 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics for work in quantum mechanics. And Linthoi Chanambam wins India's first ever medal of bronze at Junior Judo World Championships in Peru. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.